Thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
It is such a privilege to be with all of you, not only because you are a campus that packs shoebox gifts, but also because this is the place where the vice president of Operation Christmas Child, Jim Harrelson, graduated from. And like I said, it is my privilege to be with all of you this morning and to represent Christ by representing Samaritan Spurs, the ministry that God has used to impact my life for eternity. Some of you might be familiar with Operation Christmas Child. I know you guys have faithfully been packing shoeboxes for a number of years, but you might not be so familiar with Samaritan Spurs organization as a whole. And it is a Christian non-denominational disaster relief organization that seeks to provide physical as well as spiritual aid to the victims of poverty, war, famine, natural disasters, as well as persecution in over 100 countries around the world. And we do so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are several projects besides Operation Christmas Child, such as World Medical Mission, such as North American Disaster Relief Teams, as well as Children's Heart Projects and several other projects. But this morning, I wanted to highlight Operation Christmas Child and to share how God has worked in my life through a simple Operation Christmas Child shoebox gift. Since 1993, over 157 million children have been blessed with a shoebox gift. And my testimony is only one out of millions, but I know that Columbia International University is an international university, so I wanted to see if there are any other former shoebox recipients among us. Anybody? All right, I know at least one, but I'm not sure if he's here. Is Abdul here? Yay, please come say hi to me afterwards. But before I share my story, I wanted to read from Psalm 115:1, and it says, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness." Amen? Amen. It is not about us. Yes, God uses us to pack shoebox gifts, but it is the Lord who stands behind every single one of them. So I hope that by the end of chapel, it's not my name that you guys remember, but it is the name of the Lord that stands out of this testimony. So I originally come from a heart-rich country in Central Asia, and on the slide here, you see my part of the world, and I don't like to be cryptic. However, I cannot tell you which one of all of these countries I'm actually from, and the reason for that is because in my country, it is illegal to be a Christian, to own a Bible, and to share the gospel. So for the safety of the very few believers who are on the ground, I have to be cryptic and tell you that I'm from Central Asia and make your guesses there. However, I can tell you that my country used to be part of the Soviet Union. In fact, I was born shortly after that fell apart, during the time when my country was trying to get up on its feet and obtain characteristics that an independent country would need. And to give you an idea what hard economic times meant specifically for my family, is that many things were scarce or impossible to get. On the slide here, you see a 12-story apartment building that my family lived in, and if you count up to the 8th floor, you will see the windows of my family's apartment. And this building had 2 elevators. However, I can count on my fingers how many times those elevators actually worked. Most of the time, we had to go 8 flights of stairs to get to our apartment. And I also remember my mom sharing stories of how she used to stand for hours in lines in order to exchange ration coupons for simple groceries such as flour, oil, sugar. And when it came to toys, my sister and I had some, but the ones we did have were poor quality, and some were even scary. The picture you see here is of my sister and I, and both of us are holding dolls, but if you notice, I'm kind of holding mine a little bit to the side. That was because I was scared of this doll. And if I knew this doll was in a particular country, in a particular room, I would avoid going there by myself. I would either call my mom or I would call my sister to join me. However, it was during that difficult for my country time that God created a window of opportunity, literally a short period of time when the government of my country remained restrictive yet allowed foreigners access in. And so many missionaries from all over the world, so many nonprofit organizations took opportunity of that window of opportunity to come in and tell my people about the Lord Jesus Christ. And Samaritan's Purse was among those present on the ground, not just helping, not just providing humanitarian aid, but everything they were doing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And actually, since I remember myself, even though to this day I'm the only Christian in my family, my father has always worked for different missionary families, different missionary organizations, including Samaritan's Purse. And so at the end of 2001, Samaritan's Purse received permission to land a huge cargo plane that brought thousands of Operation Christmas Child shoebox gifts to the children in Central Asia. And my father had the opportunity of transporting those gifts to the children in the orphanages, in clinics, as well as hard-to-reach villages. And when they were done with all the outreach events, Samaritan's Purse staff did not want to miss an opportunity to minister to the families of those serving with them. So they gave my father two shoeboxes to bring home to my sister and I. And before they did that, they communicated who these gifts were from and in whose name they were being given out. So for that reason, from the beginning, you see that my outreach event happened very different than the ones you just saw in the videos. I wasn't part of a big assembly, school assembly. I wasn't at a church or I wasn't at a soccer field surrounded by other children, and we didn't count 1, 2, 3 and all together open shoeboxes. Rather, my outreach event happened in the privacy of our home. And number one reason for that was because Samaritan's Purse did not want to miss an opportunity to minister to the family serving with them, but also because my country is a sensitive country and we simply could not gather children together without getting everyone in trouble who were involved. So for that reason, my outreach event again was very different. However, to this day, when I close my eyes, I can still picture the evening when I received my shoebox gift. I was 9 years old and I knew that Dad was coming home. So when the doorbell rang, I ran to the door, looked through the pupil, and saw my dad hold two beautiful gifts. And as I opened the door, my dad just stretched his hands and said, "Pick one." Now, me being the little sister, but the first one at the door, how many of you are the younger sibling in the family? Oh, quite a few of you. Start nodding your heads if you guys agree with me that when we were growing up, we would always get the hand-me-downs, the leftovers. I'm seeing some nods. By the time a shirt or a pair of pants would get to me, I would be the third or fourth person to wear it. But here, I was presented with an opportunity to pick the bigger out of the two shoeboxes. And if you're laughing, you would be doing the same thing. But I remember reaching for a plastic purple container. And as I held it, I smelled it, and I smelled America. I wish I could describe to you what America smells like. You guys, most of you grew up with a smell, surrounded by the smell. But for me, it was the newest but the sweetest smell I've ever smelled. And immediately I knew this is not a gift that my parents got me. So I remember looking at my father and asking him, "Who is this from?" And he looked back at me and gave the most puzzling answer he could. He said, "It is from somebody in the United States who decided to bless you." And for a 9-year-old Yulia, that answer was so confusing and so puzzling. I remember looking at him, tilting my head like a puppy would, and asking, "Somebody in the United States? How did that somebody find me? And why would that somebody send me a gift?" That was something you do not do in my country. You would not give a gift to somebody you know, let alone give a gift to a stranger. But while I was trying to reason out, my sister came over to the door and she grabbed the other shoebox, which came in an actual cardboard box wrapped in Christmas paper. And I remember we put them on the floor of our living room, and for a few moments, my sister and I, were afraid to open our gifts. Not because we were afraid to find out what was inside, but because those shoeboxes were so special that we wanted for every single item to stay exactly the way that it came. But we were kids. We had to find out what was inside. So finally, I mustered up the courage and lifted the lid off top of my shoebox gift. And this was the very first item right at the very top. And some of you said, "Aw," that is exactly the reaction I had when I pulled out this puppy. It instantly became my new best friend, especially after that scary doll that I had to play with. This puppy would go, obviously, I would have to share it with my sister, but it also would travel to my cousin's house, stay with them a week or two at a time. They would play with it, and then I would get it back. Not to mention all the friends in our neighborhood who also got their turn playing and petting this puppy. But let me add that this puppy is 17 years old because it is the original one that came in my shoebox gift. And I hope that me still having it today just gives you a glimpse of how much something so simple as a stuffed animal could mean to a whole neighborhood of children growing up in a developing third world country. There was another item that stood out to me, something that I didn't know what it was or how to use it. So let's see if you guys know what it is. A pink screen, two knobs, not working. Etch-a-sketch. You guys had to think for a second. When I pulled out this item, I had no idea what it was or how to use it. So for the longest time, my sister and I thought it was a pretty souvenir from the United States. And what do you do with souvenirs? You display them. So we thought it was a souvenir until one day my sister was doing the chores and she accidentally turned instead of pushing down the knobs. And imagine the excitement she had when she saw the lines on the screen go up and down. That's how we discovered what an Etch-a-Sketch was. And of course, after that, it did not go back on the shelf. But as much as I loved all the fun items in my shoebox gift, the most important was taped to the bottom of the shoebox, and it was a letter from Katie, the girl who packed my shoebox gift. And I want for you to hear the words that she concluded her letter with and why it made it the most important item. "I am praying for you. God loves you. Katie." I remember being a 9-year-old Julia, getting the shoebox gift, but then also getting and translating this letter and wondering, why would a stranger halfway across the world who does not know me, who has never met me, would not only bless me with a beautiful shoebox gift, but also tell me that there is God out there who loves and cares for me, and she is praying to this God on my behalf. And to be honest, at 9 years old, when I did not know Christ, I did not fully understand the meaning of those words. But let me tell you, I will never forget the feeling those words left in my heart. And I remember carrying that sentence with me for years, wondering, who is this God that Katie is praying to? But if you can tell from the picture, she also included her return address, and that led to us becoming pen pal friends. So for the next few years, following me receiving a shoebox gift, we've exchanged snail mail, and I'm holding all the letters that Katie sent to me, and the ones on the screens are the letters that my sister and I sent to her. And at that time, the coolest part for me about this pen pal friendship was the fact that Katie was from the United States. But today, I look back and I realize that the most important part was the fact that Katie closed all of these letters with that same sentence, "I am praying for you." And for years, I continued to wonder, why would a stranger would continue to pray for me to this God that I don't know? And it wasn't actually until a year and a half ago that I learned Katie started out by praying simple prayers that her letters would make it to me, that I would want to continue to be her friend. But as she matured in her walk with the Lord, she began to pray that God would continue to place people in my life who could continue to tell me about his love for me. And when I look back, I realize that the missionaries ministering in my country were the answers to Katie's prayers. A stranger praying for another stranger halfway across the world, and the Lord is answering those prayers. But fast forward a few years, in 2008, I had the opportunity to come to the United States as a foreign exchange student, and it was that year that God began to sprout the seeds that he planted in my heart through the shoebox, through Katie's letters and prayers, as well as through the missionaries. And on October 25th, 2008, which is 10 years ago today, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And you guys can clap. (Clears throat) And after accepting him into my heart, my life was never the same. I thought I need to get involved with some kind of ministry and begin serving the Lord. And I was able to reconnect with Operation Christmas Child. And first, I was invited to come to a processing center. How many of you have been to an Operation Christmas Child processing center before? Oh, wow, quite a few of you. For those of you who haven't, picture Sam's Club or Costco filled with thousands of shoebox gifts. So I remember walking into a processing center, seeing hundreds and thousands of shoebox gifts and thinking, I thought my sister and I were the only two people who received shoeboxes. I had no idea the scope of this ministry, but what was most impressive about this experience were all the volunteers who were processing shoeboxes and praying for the children whom they most likely will never meet. So after that experience, I thought, I need to get involved. And fast forward to 2014, I graduated from college, and 3 weeks following graduation, moved to North Carolina to serve with Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child full-time. And when I came to work for this organization, I thought, my puzzle surrounding shoebox story is complete. I received a shoebox gift, I became a believer, I now pack shoeboxes, and I also now serve with this organization. The puzzle's complete, right? You guys are like, I don't know. No, the puzzle is not complete, because when God is involved, it only gets better. And so in October of 2015, which is only 3 years ago, God surprised me with the biggest piece when I had the opportunity to meet Katie and her parents, the family that sent me my shoebox gift. And when I met with them, they shared one more detail surrounding my shoebox that forever changed how I view prayer and how I view this ministry. Because over dinner, they shared with me that when they finished packing all the items inside of the shoebox gift, closed the lid on top and began to pray for the child who would receive it, the mom in the family felt led specifically to pray that their shoebox gift wouldn't go just to any country, wouldn't go just to any child in the world, but she felt led specifically to pray their shoebox gift would go to a sensitive to Christianity country where Christians are in minority and are being persecuted for their faith. And that is when God took their shoebox gift and orchestrated for it to be loaded on that cargo airplane that you saw earlier in the PowerPoint during that window of opportunity when foreigners were allowed access in. Not only that, God orchestrated for their very shoebox gift to be given into the hands of a 9-year-old Julia who did not know him and in whose family the grandfather was a Muslim. And when I heard that detail, I said, Lord, never again will I doubt that you know where every single one of the shoeboxes goes. And never again will I doubt that you know the faces of those who receive them, but also the faces of those who pack them and the faces of those who pray for the children whom they most likely will never meet. So for now, this is where my story ends. And today I have the greatest privilege of serving full-time with this ministry alongside other former shoebox recipients who somehow found themselves in the United States, whether it's through education, whether it's through adoption, whether it's through work or other circumstances. And together, we want to tell testimonies of hope, love, redemption, and God's faithfulness that he has written upon our lives through people like you guys. Because today, when I look back, I can confidently say that God has used something so simple as a shoebox gift, letters, and prayers of a girl halfway across the world to first reveal himself to me, but then also plant one of the seeds in my heart for me to years later come into a personal relationship with him. But even though my story with the shoebox ends there, the journey of the shoebox continues on. And you guys have seen from the videos, we've mentioned a discipleship program called The Greatest Journey. How many of you have heard about it before? Okay, a few of you. I'm glad I'm talking about that. Since 2009, we have been able to offer this follow-up discipleship program to the children who receive shoeboxes. And during the course of 12 lessons, they not only learn who Jesus Christ is, but also learn how to have a personal relationship with him and are also equipped to share the gospel with their friends and family. And upon graduation, they receive graduation certificate, which is found in their student booklets. And I know to us it might be a piece of paper, but to them, this is something they're so proud of. But most importantly, when they graduate, they receive New Testament in their native language. How many of you have more than one Bible at home? I know I do. I have two in Russian, at least several in English. But to the children receiving the Word of God, this might be the very first book that they call their own. A lot of them don't even have a notebook or a pen to their name. And imagine what a prized possession they receive when they receive New Testament in their native language. And the final step in the journey is multiplication. What starts as a small seed, shoebox that opens the doors for evangelism, continues on with discipleship, and results in multiplication when we hear whole families getting saved, when we hear whole communities getting impacted, and sometimes even churches being planted as a result, something so simple as a shoebox gift. But guess what? I wouldn't be standing up here and having a testimony to share if people like you did not take time, did not take efforts to pack those shoebox gifts, but most importantly, to pray for the children who would receive them. And you guys are the ones who make testimonies like mine possible. So in closing, I wanted to take a moment and pray over you and do so in my native language, Russian. And when I'm done, I encourage you to direct your attention back to the screen. Let's pray. Дорогой Господь, я благодарю Тебя за этот день и за этих студентов, которые хотят служить Тебе своей жизнью, своими дарами. Я прошу, чтобы Ты продолжал благословлять их жизнь, их работу, их учебу, Господи, а также их отношения. Я прошу, чтобы они все старались служить Тебе всем тем, чем ты их благословляешь. Спасибо за возможность поделиться Твоим свидетельством с ними. Во имя Иисуса Христа я молю Тебя. Аминь. Amen.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.